नमो नमः। ओम नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीयप्रवेशाय लघुसिद्धान्तकौमुदीम्। नमो नमः। अयुन् लृक् एओङ् अयौच् हयवरट् लण् न्यमगणनं झवै घडदश् जबगडदश् खप चटतौ कपै शससर् हल् इति माहेश्वराणि सूत्राणि। So, Namo Namaha, welcome back. In the last class, we were looking at Visarga Sandhi rules. I just want to tell you that in the online Evernote, the At Sandhi, there is a 000 hyphen At Sandhi. Okay, again, the number is because what I've done is all the At Sandhis that we had earlier done, I've put them all together. I will do the same thing for Hal Sandhi and the same thing for Visarga Sandhi. The class notes will be there as it is, but you'll have separate pages only for At Sandhi, only for Hal Sandhi, and only for Visarga Sandhi. You can take a look at that. I've done that for the Ach Sandhi. How do you go there? You go there by going to the Evernote link, and once you go there, you will look for 000. Those are the ones in the beginning. Try to organize them, you know, sort them by the list. And what ends up happening is that the 00 will come on the top. Okay, are you able to see the screen now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry. I think there was a Wi-Fi disconnect. So we're connected back to Wi-Fi and we are good. Okay. Yes, so what I was saying was we have put together, I don't know where you got disconnected, but we have put together the At Sandhi rules together in the 00 hyphen At Sandhi. Okay. So please do take a look at it, and if there are any questions, you know, we can go back and forth. That is one thing. But today I thought that let us look at the current shloka, right, and see what sandhi rules that are there. Give me a minute. Let me bring up the current shloka.
Kalpeshi, may I request that you take the very present current shloka that we are doing?
You are just echoing what I'm saying. Thank you. Yes, I will take the current shloka is what I'm looking for. Give me one second, okay? I will bring it up. This is ABG. 2020. Kathopanishad. One second. Chapter 2 PDF. Okay. Okay, we have the current shloka. One second. Let us look at this shloka. Okay. So what I will do is, rather than doing this, I will take this. Save to clipboard. Okay. Let us start. Boom. So this is 018 or 019 Itopadesha. Okay. This is the current shloka. So the first one to mention here, and we will look at the Sandhi rules from here. In this shloka. Anybody's got a bhashyam there? Just get me a copy. I can have it, keep it here. Sorry. Okay, so here, very nice. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. So in this shloka that you have, there are, as Swamiji was saying, all the shabdas, they are in prathama vibhakti, first case, nominative. Okay. And if it's nominative, that is why you have all the visargas coming in. So it could be nominative singular or nominative plural. Okay. So here in this case, Ham Saha Shuchi Shat. Okay, so let us take that. Ham Saha. Okay, let us put the font size a little bit long, bigger. Ham Saha. Okay. Ham Saha Shuchi Shad. So this Shuchi Shat, it is actually Shuchi plus Sat. Okay. And there, because of that Ikara being there, the Sakara becomes Murdanya Shakara. So Ham Saha Shuchi Shat. Right. Then what happens is that there's a rule that we saw, is that the ending varna, okay, always gets, becomes jash. Ja, ba, ga, ja, ba, ga, da, dash. Okay, 8329. So by that, this sushi, suchi, suchi, shat becomes hamsaha, suchi, Shad. Okay, Ham Saha Shuchi Shad. Now, Ham Saha, in Ham Saha also, it is actually Han Saha. Okay, Han. So, do you remember there it comes from Hanti, Hanti Dhatu? Han Saha. Okay, Hanti gachati iti. It comes from dhatu, hana. Hana himsa gatyo. Okay, so it is a dhatu, han dhatu, which is used in the meaning of hana, himsa, to kill, to hurt, or also gati artha, to go. So here the han dhatu is gati artha is been taken. That's why it says hanti gachati. Okay, hanti gachati. See, look at the Bhashyam also. In the Bhashyam, he makes it clear. Bhashyam doesn't bring gachati from air. Okay. He brings in gachati because Panini says hana dhatu is both gati artha as well as himsa artha. So we might consider himsa artha, but here gati artha dhatu is here. Because it's gati artha dhatu, that's why hanti gachati. Hanti gachati. Now there's another rule there. Okay. Like the makara rule, right? Whenever you have an apadanta nakara, that means that what? The nakara has got to be somewhere in middle of a word, not at the end of the word. That's the meaning of apadanta nakara. Okay. If at all you have an apadanta nakara followed with a jhal. Okay, this is a rule for nasalization. I'll give you these rules. The rule for nasalization. If you have an apadanta nakara followed with a jal, then that apadanta nakara becomes an anuswara. Becomes an anuswara. Whereas the jal remains as it is. Okay. This anuswara is what is given here. Becomes an anuswara. This rule we have not learned. I'm just giving you right now. So you have to have a nakara which is not at the end of the word. And when you have a nakara which is not at the end of the word, and if that nakara is followed with a jal, okay, the jal should follow. If it is followed with a jal, then that non-padanta nakara will get an anuswara, will become an anuswara. Just like makara becomes anuswara. Okay, just like makara becomes anuswara at the end of the pada, similarly this nakara will become anuswara. So that nakara here is becoming anuswara. Okay, so hansaha, that's what is becoming hansaha. Okay, now that makara becoming anuswara, and that anuswara when is followed with a sakara, okay, especially a sakara, if it is followed with a sakara, shakara, shakara, something like that, then while chanting they say it as gum. Okay, agumsaha. Follow? So you must have heard Swamiji saying it is agumsaha. And gum is actually an anuswara. And not only an anuswara, but anuswara that is followed with a sakara, shakara, shakara, or a hakara. One of those four. One of the four siblings. Then you will say it as agumsaha. Mostly sakara. Agumsaha. Okay? So that is the agumsaha. Okay, that there's a sound that is made, hagumsa. Then what happens that you have a sakara, saha plus suchi, sad. Right, and it becomes suchi, shad. Saha plus, so I'm just saying hamsaha, hamsaha plus suchi, shad. Okay, so to begin with, it is hamsas. Hamsas plus suchi, shad. Okay. Now padanta sakara becomes refa, hamsaha becomes what? Ru. Hamsaru. Okay. Why? Because it's the refa that comes in place of a sakara. Hamsaru plus suchishad. Right? Now this padanta refa is followed with a shakara which is a khar. Okay? The shakara is a khar. Is a khar. One of the khar letters. So what happens is that hamsaha becomes the visarga because the khar is following, it will become a visarga. Suchi shad. Now don't stop here. Okay. Whenever a visarga is followed with a sa, sha, any of these letters, and a kar letters, the visarga can become a sakara. So it becomes what? Hamsas and shuchishad. And this sakara, if it's a shar following, sha, sha, sa, if one of the sibilant is following, it becomes sakara optionally. So when it does not become a sakara, it remains a visarga. And when it becomes sakara, now the sakara is a dantya sakara. And dantya sakara is followed with the talavya shakara. Right? So dantya sakara followed with the talavya shakara, it will become talavya. So hamsha will become what? Hamsashuchi. Shuchishad. And hamsaha shuchishad. So which one should you say? Okay, they're optional. While chanting, this is what is chanted as. Agum shash shuchi chad shad. Okay. Agum shash shuchi shad. It just stuck twisted. Okay. So that is how it is said. Then let us look for Vasu Rantarikshad. Okay. Let us go further. And he says what? Vasu Rantarikshad. Sad. I will go with the other ones later. Let's stop here. Vasur Antarikshad. Okay. Antarikshasad. Vasur Antarikshasad. If you break this, it becomes Vasur comma Antarikshasad. Okay. So that is actually, to initially it was a Vasus. Initially, what was it? Remember, all visargas come from sakara, which is vasus. Vasus. And that becomes vasur. That becomes vasuhu. Okay. So now when you vasuhu, it will become. When what? When a kar follows. But if the kar is not following, if the vowel akara is following, right? So that it doesn't become a visarga. So vasur rantarikshad. Vasur, it became repha. But anta sakara becomes Repha, all right. But since Kar is not following, that the Repha will remain as it is. Because other rules also, the Utva rule, right, the Yakara rule, there is no reason that for them to apply. If you go back and look at the rules, the Visarga rules, there is no reason for that the Yakara to apply. Because for the Yakara to come, it has to be A or A before. For Visarga to happen, Kar should follow. Okay. For it to become U, it should be A before, and then a or a hush afterwards. Okay. So all of those things, you will say, you'll ask me, how come you remember all of these things? Okay. After practice, you will also remember. It will come automatically because the other sound cannot come. When you try to say it, okay, when you put the right leg, you walk, you know, you put the right leg forward, then your left leg will automatically come forward. It's not like you put your right leg forward and the mind puts the right leg forward again. It doesn't do that, right? So similarly here also. You do something and after some time it becomes autonomous. Okay? So don't worry about it. You might be seeing suddenly I'm dumping a lot of rules. That's not the point. The point is that all these rules exist. Now you can have it at your fingertips. And which one is applying? You already are recognizing a few things. When kar follows, you have a visarga. Now the kar is not following, the visarga does not happen. It remains a repha. So vasur antarikshad. Okay? Vasur antarikshad. Make sense? Now, let us go further. Vasur antarikshad. Okay. Hota. Hota vedishat. Okay. So there is another rule that I have not taught you right now. But it is basically hota vedishat. Okay. But before that, what is the rule? You know, you have this antarikshat. So I'm just going to make it rikshat. Antarikshad. Right? Antarikshasad. Antarikshasad plus hota. Right? So here what is happening is that because that hakara is following, the dakara becomes the dhakara. Another hal sandhi rule, which I will explain you later. But there what happened is that this one, right? Because the mahaprana is following, the dakara becomes a mahaprana. Okay. By that, sad becomes sad. Sad plus hota, hakara becomes dhakara. Sad dhota. becomes what? Sadhuta. Okay. When you break it up, it becomes nakara and then go back to hakara. Okay. This rule I will not explain to you, but I will do that. It's one of those few cases we would come about. But you see what happened there? The hakara becomes dhakara. Why? Because it is preceded by dhakara. Okay, the dhakara following dhakara makes that hakara into a dhakara. Tathadadha. Okay, so now let us see visarga rules. Okay, hota vedishad. It is vedishat, right? Vedishat becomes vedishad. So that you have already understood. Now here between hota and vedishat is actually hotas. Hotaha, hotau, hotaha. Hotas. Hotas plus vedishat. Okay. So padanta sakara becomes what? Hotaru. Plus vedishat. Okay. Hotaru plus vedishat. One second. Now, what happens here is that the ru, will it become visarga? Will the ru become visarga? No. Why? Because for the ru to become visarga, khar should follow. Vakara is not a khar. Khar is one of the hard consonants. Kapha, chatatha, chatatav, kapai. Tav, vakara is there. Go and look at your this thing. Kapha, chatatha. Chatatav, vakara is there, right? No, that vakara is actually the marker letters. You can skip that. So, kapha, chatatha, chatata, kapha. Okay? Okay with me? That vakara is a marker. Don't count that vakara. Your actual vakara is at location where hayavarat, hayava. There, it's a semi-vowel. So, vakara is not a khar. Because it is not a khar, you will not get a visarga. Okay, then leave Refa as it is. No, we have said another rule. When you have A or A, and that A or A is followed with a Ru, and it is followed by a Hash. We said Ash. So Vakara is part of the Ash. If that is the case, then that will become a Hotayu plus Vedishad. Okay, and this Padanta Yakara, whenever it is followed with a consonant, it will always get dropped. So, hota vedishad. Okay? So, you have to go back and look at the rules that we have done. The visarga sandhi rules. Do you remember the rules? Everybody? Here? No? You do? Kind of. Okay. So, let us go back and quickly look at those visarga sandhi rules. Okay, so we said Padanta Sakara becomes Ru. Okay, we said Padanta Ru plus Khar is when it becomes a Visarga. We already studied this one, right? Then we talked about this Utva rule. If you go back to this Visarga Lopa rule, right? You have Akara followed by Ru. So Hota Ru plus Ash. Ash means what? What is Ash? Ash means what? It means a vowel, a semi-vowel, a nasal. Jabai, Ghadadash, Jabha Ghadadash. If any one of this is following, then the Padanta Yakara Vakara, if it's a vowel following, then that means it's a vowel following, it will get chopped off optionally. But if it's a consonant following, so Vakara is not a vowel, it's a consonant. Because you have the consonant following, then the Yakara will get dropped always. So that's how you get Hota Vedishat. Okay? Then, let us look at it. Because these are quite a few examples. Are very good example. Okay? So, Atithir. Atithir Duronasat. Okay? First of all, you have this Duronasat. Right? Duronasat becomes Duronasad. And if it is Padanta, nothing following, then it can optionally be Dakara or Takara. It can be Duronasad or Duronasat. Nothing following. Okay. So at the end of the line, it can be one of the soft or the column number one or column number three. Okay, Ramat or Ramad, one of them is okay. So here, Durona Sat, it's at the end of the line. It could be Durona Sat or Durona Sad. Both of them are correct. Generally, the Takara is used, Durona Sat. Okay. So this Atithir, right, is actually, Vedi Shad. It is Atithir, right? Is Atithis Durona Sat. Padant Sakara, what happens? Atithir. Now, Ru, you understand it is Ru, okay? I'm not going to make it Ru every time. So, Atithir. Atithir plus Durona Sat. Okay, because it's Repha, Padanta Sakara becomes Repha. But following a Repha, you do not have a Khar, so the Repha will remain as it is. Okay, the Repha will remain as it is. So it will become Atithir Durona Sat. Okay, that is how it will happen, Atithir Durona Sat. Yes, Atithir, Atithihi, Atithihi, right, that is Prathama Vibhakti. So when you put a pause here, the question was asked, is it Prathama Vibhakti? Yeah, answer is, it is Prathama Vibhakti. All of them here are all Prathama Vibhaktis only, okay. So Atithihi, right, when you put a pause there, because the pause happens, Padanta Sakara will become Repha, and Padanta Repha, when a pause follows, becomes Visarga. So if you were to put a pause, it will be Atithihi Durona Sat. Okay, let's see the next one. Okay, the next one is Nrushad. Oops, Nrushad.
Are we going to lose you? Your battery shows 15%.
I'm sorry, battery is showing 15%. Thank 11%. You. Yeah, one second. I have a power source supply here. Thank Give you. Me a second. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, Shamita, thank you so much. That is Durona Sat, right? Durona Sat. Now Nrushad. Nrushad, you have underlined here. What is it? Nrushad will become what? Nrushad Varasat. Okay. Nothing there. Varasat is becomes Varasad. Okay, Varasad Ruta Sat. Okay, so Nrushad. Varasat. So these are all Takara becoming Dakara. This is called Jastva. Takara becoming Dakara is a Jastva. Whenever a soft or a vowel or something, kar doesn't follow, all of them will become Jastva. That is Jastva Sandhi. So Nrushad. Vakara is a soft semi vowel. So it will become Nrushad. Varasat will become Varasad when a vowel follows. Rutasad, okay. Vyomasad, okay. Abja, okay. So this is Abja